Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 10th of May, recording at 7:35 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights, and I think this is perhaps quite important. We did see some downward dynamics on some of the stock market indices in Europe here today. And most notably, the Swiss SMI index. That was an important one because it was testing the higher side of its range. Actually, it was testing the highs that we had seen in March and April and fell 1.42%, but it looks good on the charts. And when I say it looks good on the charts, that's not a huge percentage move, but relative to the up days and other down moves, it's significant. It qualifies as a dynamic. Swiss SMI, smaller dynamic. DAX down nearly 1%. So some definite weakness in there, and Wall Street is weak as I speak, but more about that later. Bonds quietly, well, more than quietly steady. Their bonds are a bit firm. These long-dated government bonds, perhaps in line with the stock market weakness. More on that. Dollar. The dollar's down a little bit here today. There's a bit of nervousness prior to the release of the trade figures tomorrow. And in the metals. Now the real highlight. Here today. It's one I mentioned last night. I said that nickel backwardation had widened right out, and the price surged in here today. You can see charts in the comment of the day if you haven't already seen them, and that's potentially significant given nickel's leading role from time to time. Okay, let's go back now to the stock markets, and I've been saying. I said yesterday, I think in the Believe in the Audio, that it pretty much looked as if the stock market rally was over and that it was slowing. We were back up, or most indices were, a number of indices, I should say, were back up near previous resistance levels. And I have to confess, focusing mainly in those comments on the U.S. stock market indices and the European stock market indices, where I've been concentrating my short positions. But what I also said last night was that we required some downward dynamics for confirmation. Now, we certainly haven't seen that for all the indices, but we had a few here today, and a lot will depend on where Wall Street closes. If we get, the Dow, as I speak, is down 94, and that's the low of the day. It got down to about 80 something points say a couple of hours ago, and part of the reason I suspect was, well, not only the weakness in some of the European markets, but also because the crude oil price in the States pushed above $53. That was up over just a dollar on the day. But then oil fell back below $52, so more than retracing that gain. And that caused Wall Street to halve its losses on the day. Currently, in after-hours trading, no, it's not after-hours trading, oil's at 52.10, so it's up just a tiny bit on the day in here. Now, what of this technical evidence? Well, you know my view, and that is that the good two-year rally is defined by Wall Street's trend from March 2003, ended in March 2002, I beg your pardon, ended in March 2005, this March, in other words, and that the technical evidence that we saw was pretty comprehensive that rally was over. And then the question was really, were we going to go down in pretty much a straight line, as can happen with when a good technical bull within a secular bear market actually ends, or was it going to be more ranging activity? And that's a debate that will go on, or a discussion rather, that will go on for considerably longer. But the rally was sufficient enough to swing evidence, some of the evidence, in favor of ranging activity. In other words, we may see a series of step declines where we get a drop off, and then you get a partial retracement rally, some sideways trading, and then head lower again. But overall, in this environment, I do want to be tilted towards the short side, thus my opening a DAX short position in here today. And I believe I'd been talking about opening some more short positions almost short of the DAX yesterday, and that would have been even better. I do still, as you know, hold some long positions. I discussed that a little bit yesterday in comment and answer to one of the emails. If we were to see a fair amount of sideways ranging, and if those happen to perform, I might lighten some of them. But I'm not overly concerned about things in the resources sector or in the energy sector, the metal sector, and the energy sector, because I don't think that they'll go down and stay down, although they will certainly fall in line with any significant Wall Street-led correction. And I'll come back and pick up on the stock markets in terms of the latest numbers here before I finish. The government bonds, I've mentioned that the downward dynamics that we saw towards the end of last week and the beginning of this week, I think it was mostly towards the end of last week, Thursday and Friday, had broken the upward momentum that we had seen during that medium-term rally, and that they did look vulnerable to a sell-off. I also mentioned that I might well add or top up one of my short positions at least a little bit. I haven't done that yet, but that's still very much an option that I'm considering. Now, it is possible that if stock markets are fairly weak, that we do get bonds remaining a bit steady in the short term, really on the basis that investors would be retreating to fixed interest, and also hoping that a weak stock market would stay the Fed's hand in terms of some of the higher interest rate forecasts that we have seen. Now, in currency markets, we've got a primarily ranging pattern for the dollar overall. I think we'll see that continue. That's what I forecast for most of this year. But I'm still of the view that there's no clear evidence that we have seen the end of the dollar's technical rally for this year. That was that rebound after a test of nearly 80 on the US dollar index. And currently the dollar is on the higher side of its range for this year. Tomorrow's reaction to the trade figures might be revealing in terms of the short-term action. There are a lot of people I've noticed in here today making some bearish forecasts. The dollar hasn't come off very much. That might be a contrary indicator, but we'll see. I would be quite happy to see the dollar soften, because I've got a number of precious metals positions and they are way under hedged. I could increase that hedge position by adding, picking up some more dollars against the Japanese yen, but I've held off on doing that so far beyond a small stake. That precious metals action was pretty good today, least of all in silver, but up a bit, up a dollar, 427.10 as I speak. Platinum has been edging up, nothing spectacular, but it closed at 879.9, so nearly 880. So that's within $10 of that previous resistance, and there is a $3 backwardation there showing a small shortage overall. Silver was also reasonably steady here today. I think the July contract earlier on got up to, I think it got up to 717, but it's currently trading here after hours at 711. And again, I've got orders, buy orders below the market and sell orders above the market, but most of my positions are a bit underwater, so I've got a vested interest here right now. These trading positions, baby steps trading positions, so I've got a vested interest in a softer dollar here near term, which could ignite a good rally in silver and some of the other precious metals. Conversely, I have little doubt that a dollar rally, which is what I fear and think is a virtual certainty at some stage here, an additional dollar rally during the year, that would certainly cause those precious metal prices to fall back quite sharply. Someday, probably several years down the road, I think the dollar will be moving against, I beg your pardon, I think precious metals will be moving against all currencies, not just the US dollar. But right now, the gold dollar relationship is pretty slavish, and I don't see any reason why that should change in the near term. Now, industrial metals, the nickel that I mentioned earlier in commenting on some of the highlights, that was the big story. It was up $600 at one stage, closed up I think just over $500, but good action on the charts. You can see that income into the day. And it's potentially quite significant. So it's not surprising that the other industrial metals all firmed up in here today as well, although they didn't have moves anywhere nearly as strong as nickel. Now, firmness in that sector would certainly suit me because I've got some positions, LME, London Metal Exchange positions, coming up for expiry. That's a relatively small copper position and a slightly larger nickel position. And I think they, well, two of those expire on the on the 20th. I may be required to be out on the 19th of this month, and I wanted to pick up as much of the backwardation as possible. I am moving cautiously in those markets. I don't really want any big positions, and frankly, I think I've got too big a silver position here right now. So all the more reason not to have too big a position in the industrial metals, although the supply and elasticity theme remains well and truly alive, as you can see from nickel's action in the story that I posted from Bloomberg on nickel today. And that's a story that I suspect will be running for years and years. But those markets are pretty volatile, and I've been saying that this is a tricky period now for. And I've been saying that for several months. And what else to mention? I think that's pretty much it. But just to look back now on Wall Street, we're down on the Dow, we're down 105 right now, and S&P down 12.5, nearly 20 on the NASDAQ composite. The one to watch here is the NASDAQ 100 futures contract. Because if Wall Street is going to head back down and test its lows, and if we're going to see important downward dynamics in line with what we saw today, or what I believe were important downward dynamics in the Swiss SMI, and to a lesser extent in the Italian S&P MIB index, then I think we need to see that NASDAQ resume its downward lead. Now, currently the futures contract is near the low of the day. It's down 13 at 450 and a half. That does not qualify as a downward dynamic. So I'd want to see that down 25, 30 points here to say it was a reasonably convincing signal. But the NASDAQ up around the 1460 level, and it was up as high as 1465 earlier today, that was testing, or that had returned to a potential resistance area from overhead trading. So if we don't get it today, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a downward dynamic in the NASDAQ fairly soon. But the NASDAQ is a confidence indicator as much as anything else. And if confidence is deteriorating, waning in stock markets, then we're certainly going to see a weak Nasdaq. Conversely, if the Nasdaq holds up and is outperforming, and right now it's showing the exact, virtually the exact same 1% decline as the other U.S. indices, such as the Dow and the S&P. But if the Nasdaq were to remain relatively steady, then that would favor more sideways ranging for stock markets. My view is back the downside, and I'll be somewhat surprised if stock markets surprise us by holding up and continuing to range sideways, let alone put further pressure or see further tests of the year's earlier highs. Okay, folks, all the best to you.